I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Under court order, the Malaysian government is expected to release a classified report this week with information about the 2017 forced disappearance of Pastor Raymond Koh. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says Koh's wife, Susanna, has been pressing for answers since he disappeared in February of 2017.
If the abduction hadn't been accidentally caught on a security camera, it would be as if he literally fell off the face of the earth. His car has never been found. He has never been seen or heard from since that day.
Pray the government would release the full report and pray that the truth will be revealed.
Pray for Susanna. This has been a very long road for her and a very stressful process. So let's pray that the Lord encourages her and sustains her.
And finally, the development of AI is affecting Christian education and missions around the world. David Durance with Teach Beyond says AI can be useful in areas without access to textbooks, but the exact sources of AI are often unknown. While AI is creating new discussions and challenges, the work in Christ-centered education remains the same.
If it was just about knowledge, our work would be done in missions. We could just have, you know, the gospel proclaimed everywhere around the world via radio or via internet and just say, let's wrap it up. Mission is done. Mission is always done through relationship. It's been like that for 2 millennia. So nothing is changing in that respect. Yes, it's a tool in the toolbox. And I think it is a brilliant tool in some ways that is going to help us be more effective.
Pray for Teach Beyond and their teachers as they encounter AI in the classroom. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.